Hello.
Hello, Josh.
Uh-huh.
Got some bad news for you.
How are them hitters with it?
Right, I've just finished work early. I've come over and there's a letter on the door.
Aye.
Dear Mr. Culbert, we are writing to you to inform you that you have been recorded speeding, doing an excess speed of 52 miles an hour in the 30 zone on East Gosforth Road on Tuesday the 5th of April at 12:11 p.m. We have also recorded you speeding on the same date shown above at the time of 4:03, doing speed of 41 miles per hour. Both from your police are working with you, working with the DVLA, and are discussing an automatic ban with the court summons on Friday, 8th of April.
Is that for you?
Aye. I'm going to get banned there.
You stupid...
I need another point for us there. I've been caught twice in one day. I must have been...
Aye, exactly. You've been bumming round. Christopher, you know what it is? I need this when I'm at work, like a flipping hole in the head. You know that?
Have you caught some shorty? 3 days it's got.
Right, wait, Chris, what can I do now? I'm down in flaming Middlesbrough, man. We'll have to sort out tonight when I get to him. Fair enough, I can turn around and say, aye, I was driving one of them. But you're still going to get 3 points. If you get 3 points, you're still banned anyway, aren't you? Aye, exactly.
Wait, that's not my fault. You can't get nothing with me.
I'm not going up with you, but it's a, I can't do nothing about it at the minute when I'm stuck down here.
Are you angry with us, Doc?
Bloody right, I'm angry with you, Christopher. Oh, well, man, twice in one day. And that can happen to anybody but Christ Almighty. Oh, well, man.
Well, you got caught speeding.
Aye, I know, but, you know, you've been done twice in the one day in the same place.
It's not my fault. Are you seeing the van to use now?
Eh? That's not the point. You've been bummed up the ass that in your dinner, what? For God knows what for.
For me dinner?
Aye, exactly. When your mother put your dinner up for you.
But didn't be shouting at me?
Christopher, I'm not, but how are your phone? Is at work? I'm seeing my second flaming drop. I'm going to have this on my mind all day now.
What am I going to tell me, ma?
We didn't tell her now when I get home. Because she's at work late at the clock and I, so didn't tell her. It'll just break her up and all.
What will you tell her?
Just be home when I get to home, then it's 7:15. Right?
Email gone off it.
Of course you're flipping well, Will.
Yeah, are you? So you're not going to change it out, are you?
No, I'm not, but how are you, Christopher? I'm down here, I've got people waiting on us, no one's supposed to be, you know. Anyway, what are you doing at home?
I've got finished
you, at this time of the day, it's...
There are some people that finish at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Who's just said that?
There are some people that finish at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Are you winding me up here?
Like Tony Horn in the morning on the radio.
You bastard! You bastard! You better be having me on.
Wait up now, see me man.
You, I'm gonna get you when I get you home. You. Who's pulling my trunk at you?
Me, me man.
You are not.
Good morning, Dad.
Oh, Tony.
You're great value, Dad. Were you very, very angry with him?
Yes, I was. If I had got my hands on him, I would have put one right on him. Oh, I picked Tony Horn in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
They're just getting his hook, line, and... Oh, they're all up and now.
Have you got a message? Have you got a message for Chris, Dad?
Tell him with us just walking home and I'm not picking her up and I'll get you back with it.
Thanks for being a great sport.
I need butter.